This is Akashvani, the news read by V.C. Pramod. The Union Cabinet has approved dearness allowance to central government employees and dearness relief to pensioners by 3%. Briefing media after the cabinet meeting in New Delhi today, Information and Broadcasting Minister Ashwini Vaishnav said this will benefit about 49.2 lakh central government employees and 68.7 lakh pensioners. He said this will be effective from 1st of July this year. Mr. Vaishnav also informed that the Cabinet Committee on Economic Affairs, CCEA, has given its nod to the opening of 57 new Kendriya Vidyalayas across the country with an outlay of more than 5,862 crore rupees.
New Kendriya Vidyalayas will be opened across the country. 57 new Kendriya Vidyalayas will be set up. Of these, 20 will be established in districts where no Kendriya Vidyalaya currently exists, 14 in aspirational districts, and 4 in districts affected by left-wing extremism. In addition, 5 Kendriya Vidyalayas will be opened in hilly areas and the northeast region. These new schools are expected to create about 4,600 additional teaching posts.
The Union Cabinet has cleared the mission for Atmanirbharta in Pulses, a landmark initiative aimed at boosting domestic production and achieving self-sufficiency in pulses. In other major decisions, the CCEA has approved the increase in the MSP for all mandated Rabi crops for marketing season 2026-27. It has also cleared the widening and improvement of existing highways to 4-lane of Kalibor-Numaligarh section of NH1715 in Assam. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has said the Rashtriya Swayamsevak Sangh RSS has been synonymous with patriotism and service since its inception. Mr. Modi was addressing the centenary celebrations of the RSS in New Delhi today. Mr. Modi said, "Tomorrow is Vijayadashami, a festival which symbolizes the victory of good over evil, victory of justice over injustice, and the victory of truth over falsehoods, and the victory of light over darkness." President Draupadi Murmu has greeted the nation on the eve of Vijayadashami. In the message, the president expressed hope that the festival inspires everyone to build a society and country where all people move ahead together, inspired by the ideas of justice, equality and harmony. The Reserve Bank of India has revised its GDP growth estimates for the current fiscal to 6.8%. It has also projected inflation at 2.6% for the current financial year, lower than the earlier estimate. However, RBI has kept the interest rates unchanged. RBI Governor Sanjay Malhotra announced the fourth bi-monthly policy of the current fiscal in Mumbai today. Meanwhile, the stock market has responded positively to the RBI's policy announcement. The Sensex gained 716 points to close at 80,983, while Nifty added 225 points to settle at 24,836. The situation in Leh district of the Union Territory of Ladakh continued to improve today, marking the eighth day since the imposition of Section 163 of the Bharatiya Nagarik Suraksha Sanhita. The district authorities today extended curfew relaxation from 10 a.m. to 6 p.m. Traffic movement resumed on highways and local roads, indicating a steady return to normalcy after the violent clash on 24th of last month. However, mobile data services from 2G to 5G remain suspended across the district. Widespread unrest has gripped Pakistan-occupied Jammu and Kashmir, with violent protests and mass demonstrations erupting across key districts demanding basic rights. Demonstrators from Rawalkot and Mirpur, mobilized by the Jammu and Kashmir Awami Action Committee, reached Dadiyal in Kotli despite attempts by security forces to block their path with containers. At Lal Chowk in Muzaffarabad, tensions peaked when police opened fire on protesters, resulting in 2 deaths and several injuries. Protesters continued their march, demanding the restoration of mobile services. And that is the end of this news bulletin.